弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴，也感谢主有机会带我再次来到弟兄姊妹的当中。
I'm so delighted and thankful for the Lord that once again I can come in your midst.
每一次我来到弟兄姊妹当中，里面是又喜乐又战惊。
And every time I came among the brethren, I'm on the one hand rejoiceful and on the other hand trembling.
因为实在觉得把这样的一个服事的责任赏赐下来是一件非常重的一个负担。
Because truly this is a great burden for me for being granted such a ministry to share God's word with you.
我这是第三次来到这个春宴会。
And this is my third time to come to the MBR.
我更感谢主的是每一次主你们都邀请了一位年长的弟兄来负更重的责任。
And I thank more of my Lord that every time we have an elder brother who will share much heavier weight of this burden.
我记得第一次来的时候是 Ernie High 弟兄在这里。
I remember when I first came here, brother Ernie High was among us.
我是很年轻的时候就听他讲。
And when I was very young, I started listening to his messages.
那第二次来的时候是 Dana Condon 弟兄在这里讲。
And the second time when I came here, brother Dana Condon was another speaker.
啊，他的分量很够啊，所以能够帮助我们。
And because he had such a stature of Christ that he did truly help us.
那这一次有 Miller 弟兄在我们当中。
Now this time we have Brother Miller among us.
我记得我头一次听我们弟兄是在哈维西的时候，里面就给我很大的帮助。
And I recall the very first time I heard our brother is at Harvey Cedar Conference, and his message truly helped me a lot.
但是我实在觉得更宝贵的是有这么多弟兄姊妹为了这个聚会摆上，为了这个聚会来祷告。
But actually, more than all of this is that I see all the brothers and sisters who offer themselves for this meeting and pray for this conference.
我实在觉得每一次当有这么多弟兄姊妹、这么多处的聚会，弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候，主是非常看重的。
I do believe that our Lord treasures such gathering as so many brothers and sisters from different assemblies and meetings gathering together.
所以我一直在主面前等候啊，主要在这几次的聚会里面叫我分享哪一方面的信息。
So I continue to wait upon the Lord to see exactly what the Lord wants me to share in this conference.
那里面一直以来最重的一个负担，就是看着在神的心中，他要得着的是教会。
And in my heaviest burden, I do feel that what God treasures is the church that He wants to gain.
神要借着他的教会来完成他那个荣耀的旨意。
And through the church, God wants to accomplish His glorious purpose.
所以我记得我头一次来到弟兄姊妹当中，是讲到用以弗所书讲到属灵的建造。
So I remember my first coming to you is fellowshipping on spiritual building up through according to Ephesians.
那第二次来的时候是讲到神的帐幕在人间。
And the second time of my sharing is the tabernacle of God is among men.
那这一次弟兄姊妹就看到，愿意跟弟兄姊妹从提摩太前书里面，我们看看教会的服事。
Now, as you all know, this time I would like to fellowship on church services according to 1 Timothy.
因为提摩太前书里面很重要的两节圣经，就是在三章十五、十六节那里告诉我们。
Because there are two very important verses in 1 Timothy, that is in chapter 3, verses 15 and 16.
那么保罗说，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
Listen to the word of God, but if I am delayed, I write to you that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
而且告诉我们说，这家就是永生神的教会。
Paul also tells us that the household of God is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
然后就带出了十六节说，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
And from 15, verse 15 we see, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人顺服，被接到荣耀里。
God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed unto the world, received up in glory.
当然这一二三四五六是讲到我们的主耶稣道成肉身，他在地上显现。
Of course, all these 5 points refer to our Lord, who the Word became flesh, and He was being revealed in this world.
但是他紧接着上面说的，神的家，这家就是真理的柱石和根基。
However, verse 16 comes immediately after verse 15 that says that the church is the household of God.
也就是说，不单单神在肉身。道成肉身在地上行走了33年。
And the pillar and ground of the truth, so that tells us that not only did our Lord became incarnate and He walked in this on earth for 33 days.
今天教会的责任就是要把这位基督彰显出来。
For 33 years, and today the church's responsibility is to manifest this Christ.
他要显在我们这些人的身上。
He will be revealed in all of us.
在团体里面，他要显在我们整个的身体的当中。
Corporately in the whole body.
所以，当我们这次来看到教会服事的时候
，So this time as we consider the church services,
我里面很重的一个负担就是不单单在这里要交通到神在神的家中当怎样行。
So my burden within me, which is so heavy, I would like to fellowship on not only how we should conduct ourselves in the house of God.
看神要的教会的服事啊是怎么样的。
But first we want to consider what is the church service that God seeks after.
然后主愿意我们第二堂的信息我愿意交通到侍奉的人我们必须要有的认识跟操练。
Lord willing, in the second session, I would like to share the people who serve the Lord, the kind of understanding and knowledge that they should have.
然后我们才进到第三章，是讲到教会里面具体的侍奉跟教会的治理。
And then in chapter 3, we are fellowship on the church services in tangible practice.
然后主愿意的话，我们最后一堂是透过提摩太前书4章、5章、6章来看教会的生活。
And Lord willing, in our fourth sharing, we will consider church life through chapters 4, 5, 6.
好不好？我们现在先来读一读提摩太前书第1章。我们先读前面5节。
Shall we first read the first 5 verses in chapter 1?
提摩太前书第1章第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1 of the first epistle of Paul, the apostle to Timothy.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望，基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给那因信做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。我往马其顿的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to Timothy, a true son in the faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
我们再从十二节读到第二十节第一章。
Again, chapter 1, verses 12 to 20.
我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他与我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因为我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打美好的仗，长存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再棒读了。
Verse 12, And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.However, for this reason, I obtain mercy that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I committed to you, son Timothy,according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected, concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I deliver to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
最后我们再读第六章最末了两节二十二十一节。
Lastly, we will read the last chapter of 1 Timothy, verses 20 and 21.
提摩太前书第六章第二十节，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道、似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了正道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Verse 20, chapter 6. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, by professing it some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.
我们都知道提摩太前书 是保罗写的书信当中最后的一组。
We all know that 1 Timothy is the last group of epistles that Paul wrote.
很多读圣经人说这称为是提字书啊，提摩太前后书、提多书。
And the students of the Bible call them the first and the second Timothy.
那这里特别是被称为是教牧书信。
It's also called a pastoral epistle.
是不是讲到教会里面啊，对于服事主的工人的劝勉、教导，跟告诉我们在神的家中当怎样行？
It tells us that tells us about exhortation and also instruction about those who serve God in the church.
特别是在里面也有的意思，就是在呼吁神的儿女们要在神的家中能够负起责任来。
It also appeals to all of us that children in the church, the house of God, should all take up their responsibilities.
但是我们实在知道，我们看圣经里面的书信的时候，
But we truly understand this as we study the epistles in the Bible.
甚至是讲到教牧书信，是讲到我们神在家中当怎样行。
Just as this pastoral epistle instructing us how we should conduct ourselves in the household of God.
但是我们就看到书信里面的内容不现在告诉我们在教会当中怎样侍奉、怎样治理、应该怎样行。
But the content of this epistle goes beyond how you should conduct yourself in the house of God, how you should govern, how you should serve in the church.
里面不是主要告诉我们怎么样解决问题。
Mainly, it does not tackle with the problems of the church.
我们实在看到透过教会里面的服事或者遇到一些的问题来教我们遇见这位教会的主。
It actually teaches through the services or even through the problems of the church how we could actually encounter this Lord who saves us.
让我们能够更深地看到圣经里面耶稣基督的启示。
So we can see even deeply of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the Bible, the Lord of the church.
我每一次听我们尼尔弟兄讲到的时候，他就叫我们是看见基督，看见耶稣。
Every time I want to listen to our brother Miller's messages, the focus is always on leading us to gaze upon Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们在服事的里面，我们在甚至在教会里面遇到一些问题的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们的目的不是为了解决这些问题而已。
Beloved, when we encounter services or even problems in the church, our main focus should not be on simply resolving the problems.
我们的目的是借着一些的服事，甚至借着一些的问题，叫我们更认识我们的主。
Our main goal should be know the Lord even more through the services and through the problems.
叫我们能够更看到耶稣基督的启示。
So we could see more into the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这一次当我们来读提摩太前书的时候，
So this time as we come together to consider 1 Timothy,
我们实在愿意透过看教会的服事，
We really want to achieve this goal, that is through viewing the church service.
叫我们更认识我们所服事的这位教会的主。
That we come to know more of the Lord of the church whom we serve.
基督徒，当我们看见主的时候，
So beloved, when I see the Lord,
一切的问题就不再是问题。
All so-called problems are no longer problems.
我自己常常讲，神拯救我们为了什么？
And I often say this myself, what's the very purpose that God has given us?
他说，神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候，他叫摩西怎么样向法老说？
And just as when God delivered the Israelites and took them out of Egypt, what did God tell Moses to think about?
我的百姓去好侍奉。
Let my people go so they will serve me.
但是我们看看，神真是缺我们的服事吗？
But consider this, does God really lack our services on our part?
你从一个角度来讲，好像神要用我们。
Yes, from one perspective, it seems God wants to use us.
但是我们服侍主这么多年了。
But as we have served the Lord for so many years,
好像我们有些年长的弟兄要服侍主真是六七十年了。
Some of the elderly brothers have been serving the Lord 60-70 years.
但是我发现越是年长的弟兄他们越服侍主他们越喜乐。
And I realize that the more elderly these brothers are, the more joyful they become.
我记得我年轻的时候，跟着一些年长的弟兄姊妹在教会里面学习服侍。
I remember when I was young in the church, I worked together with some elder brothers and sisters to serve the Lord.
我记得当时有一个弟兄讲的话，我记得很清楚，他是一个 engineer， 是工程师，也在教会里面做长老的服侍。
I remember so vividly, clearly, of some words of one brother who was an elder and also who was an engineer.
但是他跟我讲什么
？What did he say to me?
你谈到教会里面的事啊，我两腿发软呐。
He told me that whenever I think of all the church matters, and then my feet become feeble.
我不知道你们在教会里面服侍这么多年的人，有没有叫这些难处啊压到你两腿发软啊？
I don't know, but all of you have been serving the church for so many years. Have all these problems knuckle your knees? You feel so feeble?
让我们实在觉得当罪人聚在一起啊，那实在是很麻烦的事情，对不对？
We truly understand this. When sinners come together, of course, it's a very troublesome matter.
但是后来这经过，现在已经四五十年了，我再看看这个弟兄。
But 40-50 years have elapsed. Now I think of this brother.
他不单只服侍个几年以后，工程师不干了，在教会里面全时间服侍。
Even though he said this to me, but as many years on the road, he quit his engineering job and continued to serve in the Lord in his church.
后来身体也出了这种状况。
Even later, his health became worse.
还要洗肾。
He was on dialysis.
后来还换了肾。
Even he had his kidney transplant.
现在已经80岁了，在教会里面还在服侍。
Now that he is 80 years old, still he serves in the church.
而且你发现这些服侍主的人越服侍好像越喜乐。
And then you see that these people, the more they serve, the more joyful they become.
弟兄姊妹，当你服侍到一个地步，你就发现服侍主不再是一个重担。
Brothers and sisters, you will serve to such a point, you realize that serving the Lord is no longer a heavy burden.
我们服侍主稍微年日过一点，我就发现，其实神不是要我们替他干什么事业。
And as you have been advanced in the Lord, serving Him for several years, you realize that it's not that God really wants you to do something for Him.
神是要借着我们服侍他，叫我们更多的得着他。
Instead, through serving Him, God wants us to gain more of Him.
神要借着我们服侍他，叫我们能更多的认识他。
Through our servicing Him, God wants us to know more of Him.
所以当我们服侍主的时候
，So when we come to serve the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们就没有办法不把我们的心思意念集中在他的话、他的心意里面。
We cannot help but focusing our minds and thoughts upon His purpose and His thoughts.
因为我们平时我们太容易分心了。
Because it's so easy for us to be distracted all the time.
啊，我记得我经常说啊，当我读书的时候啊，我属灵光景最好的时候呢，就是在大考的时候。
When I was a student, my best spiritual condition was when I had to take big exams.
因为不能靠自己了，只有祷告去靠。
Because at that time I could no longer count on myself, so I had to pray earnestly.
那现在我不用读书了，那我属灵的光景什么时候你觉得比较好一点？
And now since I'm out of school, and when do you think my best spiritual state would be?
我不知道你们呢， 我是一个怕讲道的人，所以我预备讲道的时候，我觉得我的属灵的光景比较好。
I don't know about you, but I'm the one who is scared of public sharing of the messages. So I, for me, when I have to share, this is my best spiritual state.
因着要服事啊，所以不能够分心呐、啊，只有完全集中在主的话，在主的心里面。
So because I have to serve, I should not be distracted, but totally focusing myself upon God's thoughts and God's words.
所以尤其是埋在你们当中啊，我预备的时候更加聚精会神。
Especially when I come to your midst, I have to focus even more, totally being absorbed in it.
姊妹，你看到吗？服侍主是最上算的一件事情。
Brother and sister, do you know that serving our Lord is the ever best deal you could possibly get?
因为主说这个服侍把我们逼到他的跟前。
Because through these services, our Lord will force us in His presence, so we can know more of Him.
叫我们不要看这些杂七杂八的东西。
So we shall not focus our minds on all that.
让我们的心思意念完全集中在他身上的时候。
All other miscellaneous things, but our mindset is totally upon Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们最蒙恩的时候。
And beloved, it's the time that you have been showered with the most joyful time.
所以怪不得你看到这些年长的弟兄们，他们服侍过主那么多年了，没有厌倦，而且越来越喜欢。
No wonder when we look at all these elderly brothers and sisters as they serve the Lord more and more, they don't seem to be tired but become rejoicing all the time.
我以前不太明白啊，现在做了新约洗礼神之后啊，就越来越明白
了。I did not understand it before, but now as I have been serving, the more and more I get it.
所以我实在看到这些年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，我告诉你们，最上算的就是好好的服侍主啊。
So as I look at all your younger brothers and sisters, let me tell you the best deal you could get is to serve your Lord.
所以当我们讲到教会的服侍的时候
，So here as we talk about the church services,
我们大家都知道，神所要的教会的服侍，不是外面的事工。而是里面生命的成长。
We understand that what God seeks after is not our work, instead it's the inner growth.
就是神所要的服事，是我们生命的成长。
This is what our Lord wants, and this is the growth of maturity of our life.
如果我们真正认识教会是什么的话
，If we truly understand what the church is,
我现在做的弟兄姊妹都知道，教会不是。一个组织
I trust all our brothers and sisters understand the church is not an organization
而是一个有生命的有机体
but a living organism
组织啊，是要有一个啊系统来维持它的实现
an organization can only be realized by a certain system
但是对一个有机体来讲
But to an organism,
重要的不是一套组织的系统。
What counts is not a systematic organization,
而是生命。
Instead, it is the life.
是主的生命。
It is the Lord's life.
在教会，在基督的身体里面。
In the church, in the body of Christ,
是他。让这个身体能够完美的在那里运行。
It is the Lord who causes the body to move so perfectly.
所以我们在教会的服事里面，我们看到有一定程度的次序。
So in the church services, you can see a certain level of order.
但是这个次序不是从组织系统来的。
But this order never comes from a systematic organization,
而是从生命活出来的。
Instead, it's lived out from life.
所以我们很熟悉的以弗所书第二章第十九到二十二节那句话我们不详细讲，我只是读一读，叫大家我们温习一下。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 21, the passage is so familiar to all of us. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll just quickly read them for you.
说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，而且并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督为房角石。
Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints.And members of the household of God, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
而且二十一节说，说各房是靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也常被他，也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in spirit.
今天我们被称为在教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
Today we are called brothers and sisters in the church.
我们不再是外人，
我们
是神家里的人。
Foreigners, we belong to the household of God.
我们是被建造在使徒跟先知，就是新约圣经、旧约圣经啊，这个根基上面，神的话上面。
Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, that is to say, having built upon the words of the New and the Old Testament.
而且耶稣基督是房角石，是那个标准。
And the Lord Jesus is the chief cornerstone, the very criterion.
而且我们能够在一起，是各房靠着他联络的合适，然后渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And the reason we can all come together, it is because in Him we have been fitted together into to grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
而且也是，你们也是。靠他同被建造。
And also in him we are being built together.
这个他当然是主。
Of course, this him is our Lord.
更具体一点的，就是主的生命。
More concretely speaking, that it is the Lord's life.
主是真理，就是主的话。
The Lord is the truth. This is the Lord's word.
我们刚才全部看。前书的重点是说，保罗说，如果我倘若我迟延啊，日久，我把这些话告诉你，你就知道在神的家中当怎样行。
I just mentioned that the focus of 1 Timothy is that Paul told Timothy, I write these things to you, so if I am delayed, you ought to know how to conduct yourselves in the household of God.
这里特别讲到神的家当怎样行。
That is how you ought to conduct yourself in the household of God.
我们讲到教会的服事，我们首先要认识教会是生命的一个团体。
So when we speak of the church services, the first thing we have to understand is that the church is a life organism.
一切的服事，一切的次序，是根据他的生命的成长。
All services and all orders are based upon the growth of the life.
我们今天在教会，我们的服事是靠他联络的合适。
So today's church services are being fitted properly.
我们是
upon him.
他同被建造。
And also in him we are being built together.
但他再次提醒我们。
And then Paul once again reminds us that
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of the Christ.
教会是神的家。
She is the household of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看到教会是什么的时候
，Beloved, as we really want to see what is the church，
或者是教会是谁的时候
，or to say who is the church，
是神的。
Church belongs to God.
当然，一方面我们要看到。我们对于我们所在的聚会，我们有一个归属感。
Of course, on the one hand, we have to see that we all have the sense of belonging to where we gather.
爱我们的教会，我们的聚集，我们的弟兄姊妹。
We love our brethren, we love our gathering, and we love our church.
我们爱到一个地步，这就是我的了。
We love her so much to the extent that the church is mine.
的确是我们。
Yes, the church is ours.
因为教会是什么呢？
So what is the church?
教会就是你我他聚在一起嘛。
Church is the assembling of you, me, and him.
就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人聚在一起。
All those who have been saved by grace.
我们一起相爱，我们一起祷告，一起敬拜，一起服侍。
We love, we pray, we serve, we worship together.
我们一起生活，我们一起包饺子。
And we live together, we make dumplings together too.
我们彼此相爱。
We simply love one another.
但是你首先要看到，这里说教会是神的。
But first and foremost, you have to see that the church is God's.
在马太福音头一次提到教会这个字的时候
In Matthew, the very first time the word church is mentioned
在十六章十八节那里主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
Matthew 16:18 The Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock
阴间的权并不能胜过它
The gates of the Hades will not prevail against it
一方面我们在这里说我们今天服事要建造教会
On one hand we say, we want to serve, we want to build up the church
我们要有参与感，这是我们的聚会
We want to have the sense of participation because this is our church.
为什么我们千万不要忘主的话说，我要建造我的教会。
But never forget this, brothers and sisters, that the Lord said, "I will build my church."
是他在建造他的教会。
It is the Lord who builds. It is the Lord who establishes.
我们要参与。
We want to get involved.
教会是我们这些蒙恩得救的人聚在一起。
Yes, the church is the gathering of all the sinners saved by grace.
但是我们讲到教会的服事的时候
，But when we speak of the church services,
我们在这里看到我们聚在一起只有一个目的。
Here we need to see that is only one purpose for us coming together.
是让他做主。
That is to make him be the Lord.
不是身体彰显的是头。
To manifest not the body instead of the head.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到吗
？Beloved, do you see it here?
当我们讲到教会的服事的时候
，When we speak of the church services,
我们讲到我们在这么要在教会里面服事。显出基督身体的见证的时候
Whenever we speak of the services in the church to manifest the testimony of the body
我们这些人要看到我们是被建造
We have to see that we are being built up
教会是他的
Because the church belongs to him
教会的方向、目标、内容是我们的主
The direction, the content, and the goal of the church is our Lord.
所以，提摩太前书第三章告诉我们。
Therefore, Galatians 3 tells us.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy 3 tells us.
教会是什么？是真理的柱石和根基。
What is the church? The pillar and the ground of the truth.
这个。是教会的见证与教会的内容。
It is the testimony and the content of the church.
虽然提摩太前书讲教会的治理与次序。
Even the first Timothy speaks of the government and order of the church.
但是你看到，他是到了第三章才讲到。做长老的做执事的怎么样怎么样
But it's not until chapter 3 that it mentions the office of a deacon or elders
特别是在第一章里面他非常强调的是讲到全权的教导
Especially in chapter 1 it emphasizes so much of the sound doctrine
是讲到我们所信的
It speaks of the one whom we believe.
是讲到真道。
Speaks of the faith.
是讲到教会是真理的柱石和根基。
It speaks of the church as the pillar and ground of the truth.
所以当我们在服事的时候。
So when we serve,
很多时候我们被需要、被工作。淹没了我们的眼睛。
Many times we're so overwhelmed by the news and by the necessities that by the work that our eyes are blinded.
我们为了应付这些的工作，为了应付这些的需要。
In order to cope with all these works and all these needs,
我们摆上我们自己。
We offer ourselves.
我们流泪，我们流汗，我们付出很多。
We shed tears, we sweat, and we simply sacrifice so much.
有的时候到了一个地步，甚至我们灰心，我们丧胆。
To such a point that we become despaired and even we lose heart.
或者我们真是说手下垂，腿发酸。
Or even to the point that we feel that our hands hang down and our feet are feeble.
我们应付不过来了。
We can't cope with it anymore.
我们就是为了需要，我们在这里应付，在这里应付，在这里工作，在这里劳苦。
Because of the needs that we try to cope with this, we strive, we labor.
这是普通话说。教会是真理的柱石和根基。
But the words of the Lord tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
柱石是什么？
What is a pillar?
是支持着建筑物的。
It's that's the thing that supports this building.
是显露在外面的。
It's being displayed outward.
是叫人看见的。
So people can see it.
是代表见证。
So it represents testimony.
教会是什么？是真理的根基。
And what is the church is also the ground of the truth.
是个叫做整个的建筑物能够稳固的。
So that the whole construction will be made sturdy.
是隐藏在底下的。
It's hidden, it's underground.
是盛装一切的。
It's the place where it contains all things.
一切。以这些为根据的
，It is everything is based upon it.
教会是什么
？So what is the church?
是真理的见证与真理的内容。
It's the very testimony and the storage and the fullness of the truth.
真理是什么
？Now what is the truth?
主耶稣说：“我就是真理。
”Now Jesus says, "I am the truth."
教会的主人家主是我们的主。
So the master of the church is our Lord.
真理是主。
The truth is the Lord.
是圣经。
It's the Bible.
是神说的一切的话。
The all the spoken words from our Lord.
在整本圣经里面，你看到都是真理。
So in the whole Bible, you can see all the truth.
但是在整本圣经里面，你也看到都是主耶稣。
And in the whole scriptures, you also see Lord Jesus.
所以我们就看到真理是总结在主耶稣的身上。
So we see that the truth simply concludes upon our Lord Jesus.
所以教会是真理的柱石。
So the church is the pillar of the truth.
是为真理做见证的。
That testifies of the truth.
所以教会我们要知道是高举的是基督。
So we have to know that the church lifts highly our Lord.
叫人人看见我们的主。
So everyone can see our Lord.
教会是真理的根基。
The church is also the ground of the truth.
基督已经把他一切的丰满都给了教会。
Because Christ has given all his fullness to the church.
教会是拖着真理在这个世代能够显出来的那个库存。
So the church is just like the storage house that could reveal all the truths in this world.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Beloved, do you see this?
在我们在教会里面服事的时候，
As we serve in the church,
一面我们看的是生命，
On the one hand, we see the life.
一面我们看到是真理，
And on the other hand, we see the truth.
所以，当讲到教会建造的时候，
So when we speak of building the church,
大哉敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
讲出了神在肉身显现。
It tells us that God is manifested in the flesh.
教会是能够显出来。
The reason that the church could be manifested
是因着主耶稣曾在肉身显现。
It's because the Lord once, as He became incarnate, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh.
完成神的救赎。
Accomplishing God's salvation.
被圣灵称义。
Justified in the Spirit.
被世人顺服。
Obeyed by the world.
被接当荣耀。
Received into glory.
你我因着这样的相信。
And because of the your belief and my belief in this way,
我们得救
啊, then we are saved.
我们成为神家里的人啊,
we now become the members of the household of God.
弟兄姊妹, 这金钱的奥秘是多么大的一件事情啊。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how great is this mystery of godliness?
我们这些人蒙恩得救是因着主耶稣所成就的这全备的救恩。
The reason that we could be saved is because of the full salvation that our Lord Jesus has accomplished.
金钱的奥秘。
The mystery of godliness.
在哥罗西书二章二节那里说，使我们知道神的奥秘就是基督，对不对？
In Colossians 2:2 we read that so that we will know that the mystery of God is Christ.
但是这个奥秘要更显明出来的时候，
But for this mystery to be even more manifested.
在哥罗西书一章二十六二十七节告诉我们。
In Colossians 1:26-27 we read,
说这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
This doctrine is hidden from ages and generations. The mystery
向他的圣徒显明了。
But now it is being made known to his saints.
神愿意叫他们知道。
But to them, God will to make known.
这奥秘在外邦人当中成了何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles?
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
That is Christ in you, hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督在我们的心里。
So beloved, today Christ is in our heart. Not only has He saved us,
他叫我们兴奋。
But He always makes us thrill.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is our glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？神在肉身显现是多么大的一件事情。
Beloved, you see what a great matter this is that God was manifested in the flesh.
他成就了这个救恩。
He has accomplished the salvation.
叫我们这些本来与神的诸约无份无关的人，今天可以成为神家里的人。
So that all those who are aliens and foreigners to God's covenant become members of His household today.
为什么我们在这里？我看到很多弟兄姊妹都是蒙恩得救很多年的。
And as I look at you, many of the brothers and sisters have been saved for many years.
弟兄姊妹啊，一首诗歌说，主的爱呀、啊，应该是越久越甘甜，越久越新鲜的。
Beloved, don't we have a hymn that says God's love is sweeter and fresher day by day?
我们是在这样的光景里边吗？
Are we in this kind of state?
原来我讲过，很多时候觉得我们这些所谓比较属灵的聚会啊。
Would you please excuse me to say this? For us, our assembly is so-called more spiritual assemblies.
这个翻译很好， so-called 属灵的聚会。
So-called assemblies, spiritual assemblies.
我们真是那么属灵吗？
Are we really that spiritual?
我们有没有失去对于神的救恩那种的热情，那种的惊讶，那种的兴奋呢？
Have we already lost the excitement, fervency, and surprise of the salvation of our Lord?
这些时候我们其实越来应该觉得这个救恩越大呀。
Beloved, more and more, we should feel the grand of, grandeur of our Lord's salvation. Beloved, you see, as Paul wrote 1 Timothy, Paul himself says, I'm so unworthy. I am the foremost among all sinners. All this is being bestowed upon me.
以弗所书三章四章六节，
以弗所书
告诉我们说，你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
4-6, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ.
第五节那里说，这奥秘在以前的时代没有叫人知道，但如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒，圣使徒和先知一样。
Verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men as it has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同为应许。
Now the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, fellow members of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
这个奥秘就是在外邦人中，在基督耶稣里，我们成了一个新人，成一个新的团体，成为基督的身体，这是教会。
That is the mystery is that now we have become the body of Christ, become a new man, and this is the church of God.
神在肉身显现，这是一件大事，成就了救恩。
Great is the matter, great is the salvation that God is manifested in the flesh.
但是教会是真理的柱石和根基，这也是叫基督在肉身显现的另外一个意思。
But another meaning of Christ become incarnate is that the church has become the pillar and the ground of the church.
这是大灾啊。
Therefore Paul says, great.
没有比这个更大的，
你的意思是有点不一
样的
or even more important，
更叫我们兴奋的，
that could thrill our heart more，
更叫我
们惊讶的， or that could surprise，
更叫我们被折服的，
that we should totally submit，
叫我们满足，更叫我们喜乐的，
nothing can satisfy us more or make us more joyful，
我们没有别的追求啊。
We have no other pursuit.
我们俯伏敬拜。
We simply bow down and worship Him.
敬虔的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of God's love.
属灵的奥秘是神的奥秘。
Spiritual mystery is God's mystery.
神所要的事情。
This is something God is seeking after.
神的计划。
This is God's plan.
弟兄姊妹，就是他向圣徒显现，启示他的自己。
The matter of that is, he reveals himself to the saints.
而且叫我们成为他的教会，他的家，他的见证。
And he makes us to become his church, his testimony, his household.
人人不以为然。
Without controversy.
不管你是大人是小孩。
Regardless of your age, young and adult, or regardless of your learning, you might be a king or lowly subjects.
无人不以为然。
By common confession.
在教会里面，我们看到年轻的、刚刚得救的，不管是哪样的族类，他们看到主这伟大的救恩、这个奥秘，整个人。就在那里惊讶，俯伏敬拜。
So in the church, we see young believers, no matter where they come from, but when they saw this salvation, they marveled, they bowed down, they worship.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到了神的旨意吗
？Beloved, have we seen the purpose of God?
你说我们都听过，你年前就来讲过。
You may say, well, we heard of this, you talked about this 5 years ago.
或者是黄弟兄或者是我们的老弟兄天天在讲。
Our brother Huang or our elder brother has been talking about it every day.
弟兄姊妹， 但你现在觉得这还是不是一件惊天动地的大事？
But beloved, let me ask you, do you still consider it a growing matter that even shakes heaven and earth?
是一个不可思议的奥秘与神迹吗？
Do you still consider it a miracle and something inconceivable?
还是我们听多吗？我们麻木吗？我们不觉得大灾惊讶呢？
Or having heard so much, being numb to it, we don't feel great is mystery of godliness anymore.
今天神要夺走的服事。
Today that God desires to gain.
需要我们借着生命的成长。
Is that service through the growth of your life?
叫我们从里面出来的那个爱慕，那个惊讶。
From the inner love and adoration.
叫我们从那里开始服侍。
And starting from there, we want to serve Him.
让他做工。
Allow Him to work in us.
我们刚才提过，叫神所要的侍奉，不是外面的事工，而是里面的成长。
We just mentioned that the services do not desire to the Lord is not outward work, instead is the inner growth.
生命是必须成长的。
This life has to grow.
不然就会死亡。
Otherwise, it leads to death.
但是生命不能随便的啊长。
Then again, the life shall not grow so haphazardly.
那如果我们发现人的细胞如果乱长，
because we realize that if more cells grow rampantly,
太可怕了。现在我们越年纪越大，越发现越多人呢，好像就搞出这个癌症出来，对不对？
As we grow older, this becomes something terrible because eventually you will have cancer.
所以你看到这个癌细胞呢，不是不成长，是乱长啊。
So you see these cancer cells, it's not that they do not grow, instead they grow rapidly.
所以今天我们讲到教会的服事的时候，我们讲到是生命的成长的时候，我们讲到要对神的荣耀的旨意兴奋的时候。
Today as we talk about the service of the church, talk about the grace of life, and we talk about being thrilled by God.
所以你看到很多地方就乱长。
And then you see sometimes people tend to do things haphazardly.
我经常讲是仇敌的工作。
And I often say this, this is the work of the enemy.
我们以为我们是很严谨的聚会。
We thought we gathered solemnly.
很严谨的照着圣经的话。
And circumspectly we learned to serve God according to His word.
这是非常重要的。
And of course, this is very important.
但是很多时候我们就失去了火热。
But a lot of time we lose the fervency.
那另外一面呢，我们就看到很多人呢，就是在那里乱长。
Another aspect of this is that we see so many people they grow haphazardly.
特别是喜欢外面气氛的那些的弟兄们，热热闹闹，轰轰烈烈，人多得不得了。
Especially some brothers and simply love the outward fanfare, something has to be epic. A lot of hustle and bustle.
你看到在这些团体里面，过不久就出一个大问题，过不久出一个大道。
And you will see that not long after there would arise a big problem, and then after a while another big one.
所以我们看到成长是需要的。
So here we see that growth is necessary.
但是一定要循着正常的规律。
But it has to go by the normal rule.
提摩太前书里面特别讲到这个规律在规范里面的成长。
In 1 Timothy especially speaks of this rule to grow in the plan of God.
如果你读我们刚才读过的第一章跟第六章里面那些的话。
In the first chapter and sixth chapter of 1 Timothy, the words we just read.
那你是不是讲到神的儿女必须守住纯正的正道？
There, Paul tells us that God's children need to hold fast to the sound doctrine.
如果不守住纯正的正道而有掺杂的话，
If they do not hold fast the sound doctrine, instead the mixture comes in.
其实那你就没有真正的成长。
Then there will be no real growth in the church.
就带不出神所要的教会的侍奉。
And it cannot bring out the services that God seeks after.
因为神所要教会的侍奉是什么？是要成为真理的柱石和根基。
What are the church services that God desires? That is for the church to become the ground and pillar of the truth.
如果我们读提摩太前书第一章，我们大概好像把整章啊差不多都读过啊。
We probably have all read chapter 1 of Timothy.
那里多次的提到一个字，就是信。
And here, many times this word faith is mentioned.
我大概看了一看，就是光名词，就大概提摩太前书里面就提过19次。
And I counted roughly, I think, 19 times.The word faith as a noun appears.
这个名词在中文里面多半是翻译到信啊，或者是真道。
In Chinese Bible, it's either translated as faith or the faith.
啊，信心或者是真道。
Faith or the faith.
那英文就讲反正很清楚，都是真道。就是我们所信的是什么
？The faith means that we believe in.
什么叫做信
？Then what is faith？
就是一个很扎实的信念。
That's a very solid a belief.
啊，就一个 firm 的
firm persuasion.
是讲到一个深信。
It's a true conviction.
是根据我们所听到的。
Based upon what we hear.
当我们知道这个是在罗马书十章十七节那里说，啊，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Of course, this reminds us of Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of Christ.
这个信是信什么呢？
Faith, what do you believe in?
是信神、信基督、信属灵的事情。
You believe in God, you believe in the Christ, and you believe in spiritual matters.
而信心最主要的成分是什么呢？
What's the most important component of the faith?
就是在信里与这位看不见的神的关系。
That is to believe in the relationship between God and us, the invisible God.
是一个扎实的信念。
This is such a firm conviction.
就是产生对神的启示跟真理有一个全面的认同。
Which results in the complete identification of the revelation of God and the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我好像简单的好像讲一些的定义一样。
Brothers and sisters, since that I'm simply giving you all the simple definition.
那真正，那讲白一点，信是什么呢？
So I want to make it more plainly. What is faith?
信就是无条件的接受这全备的救恩。
Faith is unconditionally receiving this full salvation.
约翰福音第一章十节到十二节我们非常熟悉的，我们传福音常常用的。
The gospel according to John chapter 1 verses 10 to 12 are very familiar verses and we often use them as we share the gospel.
或者是第十二节吧。
Maybe we just read John 1:12.
就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
For as many as he believed in his name, those who received him, they were given the right to become children of God.
就是接受他。
So faith means receiving him.
接受他的名。
To receive his name.
接受他的所作跟所事。
Receive all his words.
接受他所说的话。
Person receiving his words.
所以我们看到今天我们在神面前我们要成长，但是我们要成长在我们所信的主耶稣基督的身上。
So today we need to mature, we need to grow, but we grow in the faith of the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗在第一章十二节开始他就说
Therefore Paul says words in chapter 1,
我感谢他给我
verse 12,
力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
In 1 Timothy 1, chapter, verse 12, I give thanks to God who has enabled me, for he counts me faithful, putting me in ministry.
这里说到忠心是忠于所信的。
Now, being faithful is being faithful to that you believe.
他所信的这个救恩。
Whom he believes.
为他自己看到他自己本来。是怎么样的人？
Because Paul here sees what he was before.
他是蒙了神极大的怜悯。
He was the one who had received such exceedingly great mercy.
原来是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，但这些都是他以前不信不明白的时候做的。
Because he was a blasphemer, he was a persecutor, he was an insolent man. But he did all this ignorantly and unbelief.
十四节，并且我主的恩是格外的丰盛，
但是
使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要知道我们的信是神给的。
Beloved, let us know today who has given us this faith.
是格外的恩典。
This is exceeding grace.
我们是这样单纯的、完全的接受基督耶稣降世为了拯救罪人。
Completely and simply we believe the same that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
这不是我们有的。
This is not something we have.
也不是保罗做了什么。
Nor is it something we did.
都是神给的。
It's all given to us by God.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么要在这里讲这个这么基本的？
Beloved, why is he talking about this basic salvation?
弟兄姊妹，因为我们这些人啊，虽然我们信了耶稣
brothers and sisters, although we have believed in Jesus,
但是多少时候我们就是不肯这样单单的信。
But how often we are not willing to believe in him purely?
我们就是不肯这样单单的接受。
We are not willing to accept him solely.
虽然我们已经靠着神的恩典，我们信了主。
Even though by God's grace we have believed in the Lord.
但是今天人的思想、人的道理
，But today man's thinking, man's teaching.
尤其是我们这些。在北美受过很多教育环境都不错的人
especially those of us who have been educated in North America and we are pretty much well off
我经常讲你们在美国东岸我们在美国西岸呢、啊，这些人头脑都很大的
I often say that those of you who are on the east coast and us on the west coast we all have aBig head knowledge.
哎，我看到弟兄姊妹啊，在教会里面都不简单啊。
And I look at all the brothers and sisters. You are pretty much a very.
在这里站着不小的人呐、啊。
Shot here.
都是有两把刷子的。
And I believe you are very talented. You have certain things of your own that you are able to take a root here.
我们都是觉得要干点什么事情的。
So we all feel that we have to do something.
所以人的道理一直以为我们要做什么才算。
So according to man's teaching, we always feel we have to do something.
所以不知不觉，我们在信了主以后，我们还是在所信的真道上面，我们要加点什么，我们要干点什么。
So unfortunately, we still want to add something to or do something about the faith that we believe in.
但是保罗说，他是在信的上面忠心。
But here Paul says that in faith he's being faithful.
不是他有什么好的。
It's not that Paul has anything good.
这里他特别是说是神的恩，格外的丰盛。
Here Paul says that the grace of God is exceedingly abundant.
你在教会的服事里面
，in your church services，
我们晚上
，you offer your
恩赐
，and you have
我们信主多年，我们有很多属灵的知识
，and because you believe in the Lord so many years, you have so much spiritual knowledge.
但是我告诉你，如果你真正要在教会里面产生神所算的侍奉的话。
But let me tell you, if you really want to bring out the church services counted by God,
你所有的信心或者一点的爱心
even if that little love and faith that you have,
你一定要看到第十四节说是神格外丰盛的恩典。
You have to see what verse 14 says. This is purely from abundant grace of God.
而且是使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
And it is because of this grace that makes me to have faith and love in Christ Jesus.
今天我们能够这样的信，这样的接受，弟兄姊妹，都是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, today we can believe and accept as totally from the grace of God.
所以十五节讲得很清楚，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人当中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因基督耶稣要在我的罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
That's what Paul says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost. However, for this reason I obtain the mercy that in me, as the foremost, all long suffering in my show and as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
就是呢，我们真正要进到教会的服事里面。
So beloved, for us truly enter into church services.
如果你不是说完全靠恩典，完全靠怜悯的话
，unless you are totally dependent upon God's grace and God's mercy.
如果你没有像保罗这样看到自己的光景的话。
And if you haven't seen your true condition as Paul saw himself, you will never bring forth the true services desirable to him. And Paul, upon writing here, he starts his doxology.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
真正的服事是一定带着敬拜。
So the true services.Always bring out worship.
一个真正遇到主敬拜神的人，在他身上一定带出神所要的服事。
And a person who truly encounters God and worships God will bring out the services that God seeks after.
服事是什么
？So what are services?
就是尊主伟大。
That is to magnify the Lord.
让他得着该得的地位，在我身上，在我们的身上。
Let him have the rightful position in you and in me.
但愿我尊贵荣耀都归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。
To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, to Him be glory and honor forever and ever.
如果我们没有这种的敬拜，
if we do not have this kind of worship,
如果我们的信心没有带出这样对神的，在神面前的一种俯伏敬拜，
if our faith cannot issue this kind of prostrating yourself before God,
怪不得。
No wonder.
我们聚会里面觉得沉闷。
We feel our meetings are so dull.
We
feel people are not refreshing.
所以我每一次来到主的跟前。
So every time as we come before the Lord.
特别是我们讲到教会的服事的时候。
As especially when we speak of church services.
我们讲到生命成长的时候。
When we speak of the life maturity.
我们需要回到主的跟前。
We shall come back before the Lord.
回到十字架的跟前。
Come back before the feet of the cross.
我们被他的爱折服。
Let us be subdued by His love.
我们被他的爱来充满。
Let us be filled by His love.
因为教会是什么？
Because what is the church?
教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
有很多的话来劝勉我们。
God has the same words to exhort us.
第一章第五节那里。但命令的总归就是爱，或者说这个劝勉这些话的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心和无伪的信心生出来的。
Now the purpose of the commandment or to say the exhortation is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
这个爱是 agape， 是神的爱。
This love is agape love from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有爱吗？
Beloved, do we have love?
我们有清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心吗？
Do we have a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith?
就当我们整个人被折服下来。
It happens only when our whole being is subdued. 在这个
奇妙的大爱、奇妙的救恩底下。
Under His
信的这个内容里面，我们俯伏下来的。
Under His marvelous, magnificent love, under this whole content of love, that we submit ourselves.
我们说我们没有爱。
We have to admit we have no love.
我们说我们什么都没有。
We say we have nothing.
我们要他的爱，他的生命充满在我们里面。
So we want His love, His life filling us up.
我们才开始可以做一个服侍主的人。
Only in this way we can begin to become people who serve Him.
求主用着他的话来激励我们。
May the Lord use His word to spur us on.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们是何等不配的一群人。
Oh Lord, how unworthy people we have.
我们是何等败坏。污秽的一群人。
How corrupt, how filthy we have been.
你劝勉我们。
You exhort us.
你叫我们这个人，因着你的爱，因着你的生命，能够有清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心。
Because of your love, that we, our whole being, will have this.Love, this sincere faith, a good conscience.
我们知道这都不是我们有的。
We know that none of this comes from us.
只有当我们完全俯伏在你跟前的时候。
Only when we totally prostrate ourselves before your feet.
让你在我们生命里面完全的做主。
Allowing you to be the Lord of our whole life.
让你在我们生命里面完全的充满。
Allowing you to fill all our life.
叫我们这个人实在觉得这都是你的怜悯，都是额外的恩惠，今天临到我们。
So that we truly feel that this is totally from your grace, the extra mercy that has come upon us.
叫我们看到大宅敬虔的奥秘，神在肉身显现。
so that we will see that great is the mystery of godliness by all confession.
代表耶稣基督的自己再一次折服我们。
Oh, that God is manifested in the flesh, and God, Lord Jesus, you yourself once again.
伏在你的跟前，我们说我们要敬拜你。
Once again, allow us to submit before you to worship you.
我们要服侍你。
We want to serve you.
为的是你能够更多的得着我们。
So that you can gain more of us.
用着这些的话开启我们。
Lord, use these words to open us,
得救我们,
to gain us,
也得救我们在各处教会的服事,
to gain the church services in all places,
得一切的荣耀都归给你,
to you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主
You thank the Lord
借着弟兄提醒我们让我们知道所需要的服事不是外面的工作乃是里面的生命的成长
That through your brother that we are reminded that the outside works don't matter but what matters is our inner growth
让我们能够时刻来到主的面前来支取生命
That when we come before the Lord we may pursue life
让我们能够不断的长进连于我们的元首基督
That we may continue to grow in Him.
我们下面有些事情报告哈。底下从10:45到12:15是这个小组分享的时间。
So we have a couple of announcements from 10:45 to 12:15. This will be our small group fellowship time.
那个都在这个我们这边出去往右手边走那个教室哈 ，Stroud Hall.
So it will all take place in the classrooms at Stroud Hall.
中文组是在二楼和三楼。
The Chinese groups will be in second or third floor.
那英文组在四楼。
And the English groups will be on the fourth floor.
然后下午有一段休息时间是1:30 to 3:45。
And then in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3:45 will be an afternoon break.
那个他们这个 gym 和那个游泳池都 open 了哈。
So the gym will be open including the swimming pool.
那下午还有一堂是从3:45 to 5:15。
And there will be another session from 3:45 to 5:15。
还有就是还没有注册的哈，可以继续注册。我们需要那个 meal card 去到 cafeteria 吃饭哈。
So for those of you who haven't registered yet, please go register as you will need your meal card for the cafeteria.
好，我们这堂就结束在这。
This will conclude our session this morning.